Now when I was a young man, I carried me pack, and I lived the free life of the rover. From the Murray's green basin to the dusty outback, I waltzed my Matilda all over. Then in 1915, my country said, son, it's time to stop rambling, there's work to be done. So they gave me a tin hat and they gave me a gun. And they sent me away to the war. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as the ship pulled away from the quay. And amid all the tears, flag waving and cheers, we sailed off for Gallipoli. Well, I remember that terrible day when our blood stained the sand and the water, and how in that hell that they called Suvla Bay, we were butchered like lambs at the slaughter. Johnny Turk, he was ready, oh, he primed himself well. He rained us with bullets and he showered us with shell. And in 5 minutes flat, we were all blown to hell. Nearly blew us back home to Australia. And the band played Waltzing Matilda when we stopped to bury our slain. And we buried ours, and the Turks buried theirs. Then it started all over. Those who were living just try to survive in that mad world of blood, death and fire. And for 10 weary weeks I kept myself alive, though around me the corpses piled higher. Then a big turkey shell knocked me arse overhead, and when I awoke in me hospital bed and saw what it had done, and I wished I were dead. Never knew there were worse things than dying. For no more I'll go waltzing Matilda all around the green bush far and near. For to hump tent and pegs a man needs both legs. No more waltzing Matilda for me. They collected the wounded, the crippled, the maimed, and they shipped us back home to Australia. The armless, the legless, the blind, the insane, those proud, wounded heroes of Suvla. And when the ship pulled into Circular Quay, I looked at the place where me legs used to be, and thanked Christ there was no one there waiting for me to grieve and to mourn and to pity. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as they carried us down the gangway. But nobody cheered, they just stood there and stared. Then they turned all their faces away. So now, every April, I sit on my porch and I watch the parade pass before me. I see my old comrades, how proudly they march, renewing their dreams of past glory. I see the old men, all tired, stiff and sore, the weary old heroes of a forgotten war. And the young people ask, what are they marching for? And I ask myself the same question. And the band plays Waltzing Matilda, and the old men still answer the call. But year after year, the numbers get fewer. Someday no one will march there at all. Waltzing Matilda, Waltzing Matilda, who'll come a waltzing Matilda with me? And their ghosts may be heard as they march by the billabong. Who'll come a waltzing Matilda with me?
Well, good evening, listeners, and welcome along to Ireland Calling on today, Wednesday, the 25th of April, 2018. And that beautiful song there, the band played Waltzing Matilda, sung by Liam Clancy. And today, of course, in Australia, New Zealand, Anzac Day. And we remember all the soldiers that have died in the Great Wars. And early this morning, and went to the dawn service in Auckland. And, you know, you hear the stories and you're more shocked year after year. But in First World War started, there was about 1 million people living in New Zealand, and 100,000 young men went to fight, and 17,000 were killed, and 2,790 killed on the day, the Battle of Gallipoli, which we're remembering today. And many came home maimed mentally and physically. And, you know, a tenth of the population went out and, you know, to try to create a better world. And everybody thought at the end of the war, which we'll celebrate in November this year, 100 years, that, you know, there'd be no more. But literally 21 years later, there was another war, and there's still plenty going on today. And you have to wonder, where is it all going to stop? But certainly moving to see so many people there, hear the stories of the Mayor of Auckland, Phil Goff, who used to have a programme here in the Planet FM studio beside me before he was Mayor of Auckland, talked about his own personal connection with the wars, with the great uncles and a nephew, and that perished. So we remember all of the soldiers from New Zealand, Australia, Ireland. Over 6,000 Irish soldiers died in the Battle of Somme when that took place. And but there was never any recognition given to them until recently in Ireland. But anyway, welcome along to Ireland Calling. We're going to have a special country music show tonight in memory of one of the great country music singers from Ireland who passed away literally within hours of the programme being recorded last week. I was talking to Tony Allen. We did mention Big Tom. And within an hour of recording that programme, which went to air, the news broke that Big Tom McBride from Castleblaney in County Monaghan passed away. So we're going to play quite a number of tracks from Big Tom, including the one that made him, started him off in the show business. It was a song called Gentle Mother.
Bride of a clear crystal fountain, there's a tombstone decorated with primroses in the memory of a loved one passed away. Shall I never see you more, gentle mother, in the fields where the wild flowers grow, gathering flowers as they grew amongst the wildwood.
she rose, forever in the caverns of my mind. Once in a while, I hear the sound of music in the winter night. I see now and then the trees where we shattered from the rain. And once in a while, I see us walking home in the morning light. And oft are the time I long to see my hometown once again. Oh, roads from Glen and Maddy, oh, roads that drift apart, oh, roads dear Glen and Maddy, are the four dusty byways to my heart. One country road led me to the schoolhouse by the meadow, and one country road to the churchyard where my mom and daddy lie. One dusty road where I strolled with a loved one in the shadow, and one dusty road that led me on my journey far away.
Said goodbye forever to the G&R steam train. she's gone forever, that GNR steam train.
I said farewell to dear old Dad and kissed my mother goodbye. Then turned away before they'd see the tears form in my eyes. Along the winding leafy lane where in childhood we would play, with heartache and old memories I sadly made my way. So many folks have left their homes through strife and poverty, yet somehow we could struggle by, just mother, dad and me. But things went wrong between me and the girl I called my own, and I left Castlegleney, my old people and my home. I visualized the hedgerows on the road I used to go. I see the town of Blaney and the lakes of Lochmacknow. Around the old Hope Castle, where so often I would roam, I dream of Castle Blaney, my old people and my home. The harbour lights are fading as I leave this foreign shore, and I watch the dark horizon that I mean to see no more. To the land that holds the legend of the fairy and the gnome, going back to Castle Blaney, my old people.
Seen our love grow more each day. I guess we are the lucky ones to find the love so true. It seems like only yesterday that we both said I do. And you still bring me flowers when you know so many good times, and we've cried each other's tears. Heaven's blessed us with a love that's lasted through the years.
That you became my wife. You brought so much happiness and meaning to my life. You truly are my sunshine. You are my guiding star. style. And I'd just like to thank you for being what you are. And I still bring you flowers when I know you're feeling down. I know that things will be all right whenever you're around. We've shared so many good times and we've dried each other's tears. Heaven bless us with love that's lasted through the years.
And you still bring me flowers when you know I'm feeling down.
I know that things will be all right whenever you're around.
We've shared so many good times and we've dried each other's tears.
Heaven bless us with still through the years.
Darling, we've both got love that's lasted through the years.
Well, yes, if you're a big Tom fan, I hope you enjoyed that selection of music there. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. You're listening to us here in Auckland on a Wednesday night on Planet FM, Access Radio Wellington, Kapiti Coast Radio and Plains FM in Christchurch, and greetings to people listening on planetaudio.org.nz around New Zealand and indeed around the world. Oliver Lee is my name, and as I said at the start of the programme, after I recorded last week's programme on a Tuesday, went home and the news broke that one of the greats of Irish country music, Big Tom, had passed away. He hadn't been well for the last few months. His wife, Rose, died at the end of January, and really he never got over her death. They were kind of a very strong, loving couple. And, you know, as Father Brian Darcy, one of his close friends, said in a tribute to him, many tributes paid to Big Tom over the last week. You know, there was, when they were leaving the church after Rose's funeral, you know, everybody felt a big piece of Tom went with her that day. So they were reunited, a huge funeral. Between 10 and 12,000 people turned up on Wednesday to visit the to see the remains laid out in a kind of an open wake. And then on Thursday, it was just family and friends visiting the family. And about 2,000 people turned up on Friday for his mass, which was celebrated in the small church, held about 200 people in Orden, just outside Castle Blaney. And he was buried in the afternoon after the Requiem mass, right beside his beloved Rose. And after the funeral, some of the members of his first band called the Mainliners sang some of the Mainliners songs, the songs, the big hits that we played here at the start of the programme. And that session of music there, we started off with Gentle Mother, which was a song that Big Tom, one of the first times singing with the Mainliners, he was mainly a trombone player, saxophone player. And they got on a talent show on RTE television. There was three bands on that night. I think Joe Dolan and the Drifters were on, along with another band, and Big Tom and the Mainliners, or the Mainliners as they were called at the time. And he sung that song, Gentle Mother, and it became a huge hit. And within days, literally, there was a huge demand for this band and this man singing this great song to perform in dance halls all around Ireland. And indeed, Tom, probably in my second or third time going to the Sound of Music Club in Glanimady, and that was the song that he wrote there, The Four Roads to Glanimady. That was the second song we played. And when Big Tom came to Glanimady, you couldn't get into the hall. It was, well, you could, it was packed, and there was people coming from all sides, all directions, as far away as North Mayo and Longford, Roscommon, Westmeath, and down from County Clare, because he had just such a great pulling power. And throughout the 60s and 70s, so many Irish immigrants that time had gone to London, weren't able to go home like they are now with the cheap flights and stuff. And the connection was with Irish show bands, and Big Tom played to huge crowds at the Galtymore, the Irish, the National Ballrooms in London and Birmingham and Manchester. And that's where, especially during Lent, because there was no show bands allowed to play in Ireland, the influence of the church dictated that there was no band music or anthem during the 40 days of Lent. So a lot of these bands went to England and did very well there. And Big Tom, a very humble man, never moved away straight away from his where he grew up in Castle Blaney. When he was a young man, he was, like a lot of other immigrants, forced to leave Ireland, headed to London to work in the buildings. He didn't like that. He went off, worked in an ice cream shop as well for a while. Then he went off to Jersey and he worked on a fruit farm there. And it was there that he got to see a band playing a bit of country music called the Mainliners. And then a young brother of his died, and he wasn't even able to get home for the funeral, but he got home a month after the funeral and to take over the family farm. And it was during his time working at home that he got involved with the music, and traditionally started out a traditional Irish kind of band that changed their name to the Mainliners. As I say, the rest is history. So throughout the 70s and 80s, probably didn't get the recognition that he deserved. And, you know, in some cases he was even looked down and frowned upon because of the style of music that he played. But certainly over the last few years, well, the last 10 years or 15, he's been given the recognition that he deserves. And it happened on Friday. The Late Late Show had a special country and Western Irish country music show, and they paid a big tribute to Big Tom. That's up on the RTE player if you'd like to, what do you call it, watch that. So we play a few more songs from some of the friends of Big Tom. And this is a song called Big Tom Is Still the King, sung by Susan McCann. And she reckons that this is a song that put her on the road. So here she is, Big Tom Is Still the King. And we'll follow that with Philomena Begley and a few more.
Blanket on the ground. back when love first found us, and we'd go slipping out of town, and we'd look beneath the moonlight on the blanket on the ground. I'll get the blanket from the bedroom, and we'll go walking once again to that spot down by the river where our sweet love began. Just because we are married don't mean we can't slip around. So let's walk out through the moonlight and lay the blanket on the ground. Oh, remember how excited we used to get when love was young. Oh, that old moon was our best buddy. Just once more I'd wish you'd love me on the blanket on the ground. I'll get the blanket from the bedroom, and we'll go walking once again through that spot down by the river where our sweet love first began. Just because we are married don't mean we can't slip around. So let's walk out through the moonlight and lay the blanket on the ground.
Of old Ireland, a place where I once had a home, not in Dublin, Killarney, or Derry, but a village in County Tyrone. I can still stream flowing down Kieran Glen on a hill just beside it. There are still fairy men. I often saw them not far from my home. Sure, they're part of the splendor in town. Dublin, Killarney, or Derry, but a village in County Tyrone. I can still see the cross on a hill at that moor, with the living song, for there's castles galore in County Tyrone. Yes, I'm dreaming of Ireland and County Tyrone.
Yes, that's Margot there, Daniel's sister Margot O'Donnell, and Margot has been living in Castleblaney with and recorded that song we played in the earlier part of the programme, A Love That Lasts Through the Years. She recorded that with Big Tom last year, and they played it on the Late Late Show, and in fact she and Big Tom were working on another CD, but I don't think they got it finished since obviously Big Tom hasn't been well over the last few months, and prior to that wasn't in good shape either, but certainly performed a number of places last year, including up in Letterkenny. There was a fundraising after the huge floods up there last year, and he was there. He was in Derry for another event, and all played in Galway as well. One of his best friends, I was hoping to link up with him tonight, but Michael Cummins is a broadcaster in Midwest Radio and well-known journalist as well in Ireland. He and Big Tom shared a great friendship, and he organised a few concerts for Big Tom in Galway over the last few years, and they were always packed. So he certainly moved a lot of people, and we'll play another song, the song that Big Tom recorded recently, and it was all about we go out the same way we come in. We leave that the last song we play on the end of the programme tonight. The programme you're listening to is Ireland Calling, broadcasting here on Wednesday out of Planet FM studio in Auckland. Good evenings to people listening in Wellington, Cavity Coast and Christchurch on Saturday night, and people listening on planetaudio.org.nz. Thanks again to the Hugh Green Group for their continued support here of the programme Ireland Calling. Well, if you're a client to the Ulster Buried over the weekend, because there was some problem caused by human error where money was taken out of people's accounts and without their permission, of course. And the headline of the Irish Examiner says today, Ulster Bank missing money panic. Bank says human error to blame after cash vanishes from accounts. But they've got to front up in front of a public accounts committee and answer some questions about why this happened. Ulster Bank were fined $3.5 million a few years ago where they had an IT malfunction that went on for a week or two. People weren't able to access their bank accounts. So, and there's another bit of a row starting as well. Of course, there was no bonuses paid to bank staff as a result of the global financial crisis, especially to the big chiefs and CEOs. But I see that that's coming up for review again now, because AIB and Bank of Ireland are back in the black, certainly making big profits these days. But of course, the government still have to be repaid the money that they invested to bail out the banks in 2008, and they're still a major shareholder in certainly AIB, and I think they still have a small share of Bank of Ireland. What has been happening? Well, over the weekend in sport, there was the semi-finals of the European Cup matches in rugby. Munster went to Bordeaux to play Racing 92, and Leinster, they entertained Scarlets in Dublin on a beautiful day. In fact, the weather was fantastic, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday and Monday. But sadly, it's not great at the moment again. But great weather for the match in Dublin on Saturday. Leinster totally dominated the game against Scarlets. And they obviously booked their place in the final, which is in Bilbao in Spain. And then people had to wait 24 hours hoping that Munster would be able to join them. But Munster just had probably their worst game in about 5 years, I would say. They let in three quick tries in the first 25 minutes, and the game was effectively over after that, even though there was only 5 or 6 points in it at the end. So disappointment for Munster. It would have been great to see them up against Leinster, but Leinster certainly are the form team and will go into the European final as favourites. Don't forget the GAA Championship will be getting underway now in a week. And, just to remind you that you can see all the games being played in Ireland through the summer months over there on gaago.ie. So log on to gaago.ie and you can see all the different packages that are available. And certainly you can go in and buy one game, or you can buy a package of games, or you can buy a whole season pass and watch all the programmes, backdated programmes as well. That are up there, some great documentaries. So hopefully it'll be a good season, And my own county, Galway, will be defending the hurling championship final. They'll be hoping to retain the Sam Lee McCarthy Cup. And of course, Dublin, they're the holders of the Sam Maguire Cup, and will Mayo be able to lift themselves again for another tilt this year? Galway, of course, got to the final of the league against Dublin in the football, so their big game against Mayo is coming up in a few weeks' time. And of course, Kilkenny, who everybody thought they were on the way out, they won the league championship there a few weeks ago, so they'll certainly be there or thereabouts come the end of in August when the All-Ireland finals are taking place this year. And big night last night for Irish soccer fans, with Liverpool having a big win. But I just see breaking news this morning now that there was a skirmish before the game involving two Liverpool fans who happen to be Irish, and one is in a critical condition, and two Roma supporters are helping police with inquiries. So on what was a great night for Liverpool, with a 5-2 win in the first leg of Champions Cup semi-final, has been, you know, tainted with this sadness this morning, with the news coming out of Ireland that a Liverpool fan, an Irish fan, is in a critical condition after being attacked by one or two Roma supporters. Right, we'll go on to a bit of music. Obviously, Foster and Allen are continuing their tour, and nice to meet a few people over the weekend that enjoyed the show in Auckland last week. So where are they now? They're on a day off today, and by the time this programme goes out, they'll have played in Christchurch on the 26th, Ashburton on the 27th, and they'll be in Timaru on Saturday night when this programme goes on there. If you're listening in Invercargill on Saturday morning, you've still a chance to get tickets. And then they move to Dunedin for the 1st of May, and then they have a few days off, and then they're in Whanganui on the 4th of May, Napier on the 5th of May, and finish their tour in Wellington on the 6th of May. Tickets at the usual outlets there. And I've got a song lined up from Foster and Allen here. It's called Blue Eyes Crying in the Wind. I think we'll hit this button and see what happens.
In the twilight glow, I see you, blue eyes crying in the rain. When we kissed goodbye and parted, I knew we'd never meet again. Love is like a dying, blue eyes crying in the rain.
Oh, how pleasant to roam by the sunny shore streams, just to hear the doves coo 'neath the morning sunbeam, where the thrush and the robin their sweet notes entwine on the banks of the shore that flows down by Mooncoin. Blow on, lovely river, flow gently along by your water so clear, comes the lark's merry song. On your green banks I wander, where first I did join with you, lovely month, the rose of Mooncoin. Oh, Molly, dear Molly, it breaks my fond heart just to know that we two should forever once part. But I think of the sun and the moon shine on the banks of the shore that flows down by Mooncoin. Flow on, lovely river, flow gently along by your water so clear, comes the lark's merry song. On your green banks I wander, where first I did join with you, lovely Molly, the rose of Mooncoin. The fishermen go with their small boats and line on the banks of the shore that flows down by Mooncoin. Flow on, lovely river, flow gently along by your water so clear, comes the lark's merry song. On your green banks I wander, where first I did join with you, lovely Molly, the rose of Mooncoin. With you, lovely Molly, the rose of.
Last night I had a pleasant dream of with a smile. I dreamt that I was back again in dear old Erin's Isle. I thought I saw Loch Allen's banks in the valleys down below. It was my lovely Leitrim where the Shannon waters flow. I stood enchanted by the scene of grandeur and life. I headed off for Kerry town before the dark of night. I passed Sheemore, that fairy hill where flowers widely grow.
and I saw the grave of Finn McCool, where the Shannon waters flow. The next I saw was Fena Town, with her ancient abbey walls, where the preaching of her holy monks re-echoes through her hall. I stood with reverence on the spot, reluctant for to go. From the town of saints and sages square, the Shannon waters flow. I have traveled far through these great lands, from the east on to the west. But of all the islands I have seen, I love my own the best. And if ever I return again, there's one place I will go. It will be to love the way the Shannon waters flow.
Yes, a great friend of Big Tom there, that is Larry Cunningham, and of course a song called Lovely Leitrim, and of course many tributes coming from all the young generation of country and music stars. Nathan Carter paid on the Late Late Show tribute to Big Tom the other night. Of course, Daniel O'Donnell. Daniel was interviewed in pretty much nearly every radio station. Daniel saw Tom when he was playing or with his sister Margot in the early 70s, and they became lifelong friends. And Daniel, as Foster and Alan was telling us here last week, or Tony Allen, they were off touring the UK at the moment, but some gigs were cancelled while Big Tom's remains were laying in state, so to speak. And I'm sure that every Irish band, country music band now, will be playing a tribute to Big Tom over the weeks and months ahead. And I hope you enjoyed that little tribute we played to him here tonight on the programme. And we'll go out with the song called The Same Way You Came In, which is a song that Big Tom recorded there recently. So a big loss to the music scene in Ireland, but certainly the Irish country music scene is in good stead over there when you judge by all the young artists that are coming through. Thanks again for tuning in on this, as we, a day of solemn remembrance for all the people that have died on Anzac Day. And great to see so many people turned out, especially in Auckland, but I know all over the country today, to remember the fallen that have given their life for a better world for all of us.
Oh, we're going out the same way we came. Don't matter who you know or where you've been, makes no difference who you are, Skid Row Joe or superstar. You're going out the same way you came in. We are born into this world without a thing, and we leave it just as naked as we came. On the hill don't mean nothing when St. Peter calls your name. Oh, you're going out the same way you came in. Someone will load a fire next to kin. Some will weep and some will moan. Some will spit upon your stone. But you're going out the same way you came in. Then they'll figure out just who and what you own. Then the lawyers lay in their nest, and your kinfolk gets the rest. But you can't take it with you when you go. Oh, you're going out the same way you came in. It's no difference who you know. Going out the same way you came in.
friends who you know.